News release. Niagara Regional Police. The Niagara Regional Police Service is investigating a shooting incident in the township of Waynefleet. On February 28, 2023 at 5:19 p.m., 6th District, Port Colborne uniform officers with the Niagara Regional Police Service, NRPS, responded to a report of a disturbance in the area of Concession Road 6 and Wellenport Road in Waynefleet. Officers arrived on scene at a rural residence. The initial investigation determined that earlier in the day a male youth had been taken against his will by four suspects and driven to a second address, location of the disturbance call, where the suspects attempted to take a second male youth against his will. The suspects were armed with firearms and knives. At least one shot was fired during the incident. During the altercation, the suspect vehicle became stuck in a ditch, stranding the four suspects in the largely rural area. None of the persons at the residence were physically injured. The initial responding NRPS officers arrested one of the suspects near the scene. Additional NRPS uniform officers from across the Niagara region attended to assist in establishing a perimeter. Officers from the NRPS K-9 Unit and Emergency Task Unit, ETU, were called to the scene to conduct a search, track for the remaining three suspects. The NRPS requested the assistance of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, and one of their helicopters attended the scene. Out of an abundance of safety, Waynefleet residents in the area were asked to shelter in place. At approximately 7 p.m., officers located and arrested two more suspects. Despite an exhaustive 4.5-hour search of the area, the fourth suspect was not located. The shelter-in-place request for Waynefleet was subsequently lifted at approximately 12:50 a.m. on March 1, 2023. Two 16-year-old males, one from Pelham and one from Niagara Falls, have been jointly charged with the criminal code offenses of kidnapping, contrary to Section 279(1)(a) of the Criminal Code, use of a firearm during the commission of an offense, contrary to Section 85(1)(a) of the Criminal Code, attempt to commit an indictable offense, kidnapping, contrary to Section 463(a) of the Criminal Code, use of firearm while attempting to commit an offense, contrary to Section 85(1)(b) of the Criminal Code. Due to the provisions of the Youth Criminal Justice Act, the identity of the two accused parties cannot be disclosed. A 20-year-old man from St. Catharines has been charged with the criminal code offenses of kidnapping, contrary to Section 279(1)(a) of the Criminal Code, use of a firearm during the commission of an offense, contrary to Section 85(1)(a) of the Criminal Code, attempt to commit an indictable offense, kidnapping, contrary to Section 463(a) of the Criminal Code, use of firearm while attempting to commit an offense, contrary to Section 85(1)(b) of the Criminal Code. Due to the associations of all three accused parties, the identity of the adult male is not being disclosed, as it may lead to the identity of the two younger accused. All three parties have been held in custody pending a video bail hearing scheduled to take place on Wednesday, March 1, 2023 at the Robert S. K. Welch Courthouse in the city of St. Catharines. The NRPS would like to thank area residents and the Waynefleet community for the patience throughout the incident. In addition, we would also like to acknowledge and thank the OPP for their assistance by providing aerial support. 3 District, Welland detectives have been assigned to the investigation and continue to investigate this incident. Investigators believe that this was a targeted incident and there is no continued threat to public safety. Anyone with information is asked to please call 905-688-4111, option 3, ext. 1,009,318. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously can contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to persons who contact the program with information which leads to an arrest.